The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, JV Show. I'm listening to the podcast about the seafood boils. And yeah, when I do seafood boils with live lobster and crab, I do stab them in the back of the heads or like the area where it kills them instantly instead of boiling them alive, because I too think that that is very cruel. But I also thank them for their service, and usually the meal turns out great.
Well, that's nice. Thanks for your service. Bam!
Thank you for your service. Let me stab you in the back of the head really quick. Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday on the show. If you missed it, Selena, you brought something to the show about how lobsters, they've tested, and I think I've heard this a couple times, but lobsters feel pain, and yes, crabs feel pain, and so boiling them alive is not
as
the
Graham
preferred
does
way to do it, as you do when you eat seafood boils.
I don't kill
Jess
them.
Jess goes to the crab. You kill them, but you eat them.
I
You're
eat
just
them,
as complicit.
But I'm not the murderer. It's,
it's the exact same thing.
It's not the same thing. Yeah.
You're just as complicit. That crab or lobster would still be alive if you didn't eat it.
No, it wouldn't, because somebody would have killed it and somebody else would have ate it.
That's a good point.
Then if I didn't throw the lobster in my seafood boil, somebody else would have.
Okay, well then in that case, you're not the murderer. The same thing applies.
Everybody needs to think about where their food comes from, and that would drive probably a lot more people to become vegetarians and or vegans once you realize what happens in the food production cycle in this world. But anyways, there's something easier in my mind. And look, PETA, you know, they listen to our show a lot and they get upset when we talk about animal stuff and animals being harmed and stuff like that. But in my mind, if you can stab a lobster or a crab in the back of the head, you're a psychopath.
Like, what's stopping you from doing it to a
to your friend,
a
your partner,
a child,
whatever?
An
like
infant.
It's just a gateway to
going on a stabbing
spree. I, on the other hand, drop them in the bucket, throw the lid on, and I can't see it. You know, it's like, whoop.
But you can hear it. Do the lobsters scream,
sight,
or is that only crabs?
I think that's the crabs.
But aren't they like moving as you're putting them in the?
You hear the click clacking of their claws.
Yeah.
Stop it, you
they're
guys.
They're just looking
at you
with
their
eyes. Trying to get out. Those
please
beady
no
eyes, those little antenna things.
Think about my family.
Crisscrossing.
the little eyes, and then, as you're pouring cowabunga sauce on them at the crab bucket,
well,
Jess.
I only get shrimp. The lobster's too expensive.
See?
Shrimp have feelings, too. They're just a little smaller.
Yeah.
The feelings.
Right.
Yeah. They're
souls
a little shrimpy.
A little tinier.
Yes. The souls are smaller. Yes.
So it's less bad.
Yeah, but less delicious than
really
the lobster.
We are really angering PETA. That's
I
not
know.
What
this
yeah,
is not
knock
good
it off, you
yeah
guys.
Jess is the one that brought it up.
Agreed.
No, I completely blame Jess. Are we playing a second talk back of the
day? Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad. And I just want to let the JV Show know that Showtime has got another 5-round title fight in Sacramento, California at the Elks Lodge. Let's go!
Woo!
Let's go! Now, that's Marcus the Boxing Daddy. Leaves his talkbacks following his son's boxing career. That's his son, Showtime, Arnez Showtime. And we learned at one of his previous talkbacks a week or two ago that he had suffered a pretty bad defeat. So this must be his first fight coming back from
it's a
that
big deal.
Bounce back from that defeat. Now, let me ask this. The Elks Lodge, they're getting in the boxing ring game? I don't see that much as a venue for big title fights.
You can rent that place out for anything.
I know they got, you know, cheap drinks. You know, it's a good venue. Selena, your daughter's got a quince coming up. Have you looked at the Elks Lodge?
I have not, but why the heck not?
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling it out.
Anyways, any prediction journals about this title fight? You guys want to weigh in?
He's going to do great.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Really?
I'm not seeing a knockout here.
A technical knockout.
But he's got this.
Got it.
That's the vibe. The vibe that I'm getting.
What's your vibe?
You think otherwise?
I don't want to tell you about this.
Oh no, just tell us.
Yeah, no, my psychic predictions have been spot on lately, and I don't know. It's a little cloudy right now. I'm not ready to weigh in.
Okay.
Yeah, because you predicted his loss last time.
I did.
So is that why you're scared of saying it this time?
Yes.
Interesting. We'll remember this.
Well, get your crystal ball ready, though, because we do need your horoscope next.
Oh, that's right.
Inside 4.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time 4.
4!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The San Francisco Department of Public Health announced yesterday a confirmed case of measles.
Oh, geez.
The city's first case since 2019, and it is a little baby, an infant, who was exposed while traveling internationally, came back home, started feeling sick. They are now at home recovering. That baby was not vaccinated.
Yeah, you should probably get that vaccination. All right, the Golden State Warriors in L.A. last night taking on the Clippers in the play-in tournament, and Steph Curry said, hold my beer, we're not going on vacation just yet. He had a quiet first half, but then started pouring it on in the second when it mattered most. He hit a huge three-pointer for the Warriors to take the lead with just 50 seconds left in the game. Curry scored 35 in total. The Warriors pulled off the come-from-behind win, 126-121. The team now travels to face the Phoenix Suns on Friday in another elimination game. Winner of that one advances into the real playoffs, and they get a first-round series with the number one seed champ, defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Ooh. It's going to be a sunny day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. It is expected to be breezy all day. Enjoy the sun now, you guys, because it's going to get cloudier and cloudier as the days go on. Nice.
Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be an 8. Ooh. Creative energies are swirling around you, and a sudden spark of inspiration might hit you when you least expect it. Your imagination could unlock something that's been blocked for a while, so stay open to those random ideas. Channel that artistic potential into something tangible before the vibe fades.
Wow.
The vibe.
That's so neat, you guys. Your horoscopes are very accurate, Grant.
Thank you. I write them myself.
We forgot to mention this earlier, but the talkbacks are now open. If you are trying to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, leave us a talkback now. And then 9:25, we're going to play the winning talkback. If it's your talkback that we play, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your ticket.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Jess, do you know who Clavicular is? Why am I seeing this guy everywhere? Apparently...
I've heard his name. Not interested.
Headlines everywhere
Thank
lately.
Thank you. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Never heard of him. But every time I go on, it's something about this looks maxing influencer. I don't even know what looks maxing is.
That's what I do every day.
What is, Jess, what is looks maxing?
I feel like we've talked about
just
it before.
Just max out your looks. It doesn't take much for me.
Maximize your physical attractiveness through methods of grooming or fitness or like basically trying to make yourself, I guess, as hot as you can be.
Okay.
So what I do every single day.
And that's what he's known for. He's a looks maxing influencer. Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
If anyone cares, apparently he is a streamer, and he had to be carried out of a restaurant for a possible OD this week. And then he was back in a Miami nightclub the night after.
I know he's controversial, I don't know of any other stories surrounding him, but... Yeah, I guess looks maxing might be one of them. I don't know.
That's why he's famous, apparently.
Why don't you guys start looks maxing?
Wow.
How do you know that this wasn't my attempt?
Oh. Sorry.
We need to try harder, apparently.
Got it.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
I want to know if you guys think this is cool or if this is just a lame flex, because Porsche has filed a patent. Now, look, they have not totally figured out this technology yet, and they have not yet implemented into any of their cars yet, but they want to. So they filed a patent for this technology. And let me know if you guys think this is a lame flex or this would be cool. When you, and this again, in the future car model, turn their car into sport mode.
Okay.
Which in some cars now, the spoiler pops up in the back or whatever on not just Porsche, but different brand cars. You go into sport mode, you're going to be driving fast and certain things change in the car. Well, they want the outward appearance of the car to change. They want racing stripes to appear in the paint on the car.
Whoa, how would they do that?
So it would essentially, your paint job would be changing color depending on what mode you put the car in. And so you want to throw your car into sport mode, you're going to be racing down 80 towards a whole bunch of traffic. Yeah. And you want to be racing down 80, weaving in and out of
towards
traffic.
Of course, the police officer and, waiting there to give you a ticket.
Right, who's noticed the new racing stripes on your car and who's this moron? Anyways, do you guys think that is a... When this comes out, again, it's not out yet, but they filed a patent for this because they want to create this. Your car changing its paint color to racing stripes when you go into sport mode.
I'm going to say that's not I think the technology is cool. I mm-hmm. think that there's a lot of other things that they could possibly do with this, you know, if they get this down. But I'm not a big fan of the racing stripes.
Okay. Jess?
I prefer that over the loud, like,
the racing stripes, did you...
Yeah, like, I don't have a problem with it. I would be more annoyed by other things related to cars, basically.
It's like, take this technology... If you guys can start doing this, take this technology and give other people just, like, the option to change their car color day to day. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like,
yeah.
What if sometimes I want my car to be like baby pink?
That'd be cute.
You know, but then the next day I want it back to black.
Just so your car is one big mood ring, basically, and just changes colors with how you're feeling that day.
But yeah. I want to be able to control it. You know how like mood rings, like you just put it on and then it's just a big old mush.
It's
of
always gray,
things
like, brown. Oh,
brown. Yeah. I don't want that, but yeah, you can just push a button and it changes colors. That'd be
okay.
cool.
That would be cool. Yeah, the racing stripes. I don't
really like the stripes.
You're not here for them?
Not really I'm not a racing stripe kind of guy, you know? People would look over and be like,
unless it's like an old school car and it looks cool, like, love it.
They said some of the other applications for this could be on their electric cars could show you, there could be... The paint could change to show like a battery gauge, show you how much charge you've got in there on your electric car. How about that one? Instead of some racing stripes, it's like a battery meter.
But on your car?
Yeah, outwardly.
No.
Why?
Well, you want to flex on people, show them you got an 80% charge.
That is so stupid. No. That's really something they're thinking about?
That's one of the other possible applications.
Are you serious? That is so dumb.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Okay, well then get your racing stripes on. I'd rather have a battery gauge to show people what? I'm driving an electric car and this is how much charge I got.
Really? I'd rather have the stripes than a battery.
Yeah, I like the stripes. I think that'll be cool.
Anyways, this may be coming to a future car model again. Not a car that none of us will be able to afford because it'll be a Porsche.
I mean, if they can start, I know we'll never be able to drive one of those, but if they can start making things like this and if we can like pick what we want on our car day to day, like we just like upload an image and then all of us make our husbands and boyfriends and, you know, drive around with a picture of our face. I know. So everybody knows they're taken.
Oh, I hope this technology does not get figured out.
Graham, you can have a picture of your family.
Right. Like you do on your lock screen now.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you ever change that?
Oh. No, I haven't. It's been a busy week. My wife's traveling for work.
You never
and I've been single
parenting
it.
We found this out a couple. I mean, I feel like we talked about this a long time ago. Got brought back up a couple days ago. And Graham, you still have the regular stock image.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. It's been a busy week, you guys.
We're
going to
check in with you.
Week.
Watch like
every
a year
day.
From now. And then
I'm not going to drop it. We're going to check back in tomorrow.
Okay. How about Monday? Give me some time.
Okay.
Keith's been gone all week. Okay. You guys, this single parent life, man, I don't know how single parents do it. It is rough.
All right. We'll check back in Monday morning, I guess. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, things that grocery store workers do not want you to know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday to you. Before we get to things that grocery store workers do not want you to know, we were just talking about Porsche developing... they're trying to develop some new technology where you put the car in sports mode and racing stripes would appear on your paint job, mm-hmm. essentially. I don't like it, but I think it's cool technology.
Good morning, JV Show. Talking about the cars changing colors. Whatever. But it'd be better if they could display messages like, use your blinker or get off my butt. Things like that. But then I guess maybe they might get a little out of control and vulgar. Yeah. But anyway. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's probably true. But some people might use it to say like, hey, bestie, let me merge.
True.
Or something like that. Which
or
is the
their
sticker,
Instagram handle.
Which is the sticker.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be like a little status, right? Like, how are you feeling today? And it would be displayed on your car.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Having a bad day. Oh, show me some love.
Right.
Your car's
so nice.
Paint job like reflects like, your vibe for the day.
When you guys do see someone that has like their Instagram handle on their window or something, do you guys ever go
no.
their account? Me either.
Just out of principle.
Well, especially if I'm driving, no. But if I'm passenger, maybe. Why not? Like, let me see what type of person you are.
I already know what type of person they are by the type of person that puts their Instagram handle on the outside of their car. I know what type of person you are.
We have your tickets for Somber in San Jose on standby.
First, I do want to talk about some of the things that grocery store workers have revealed. Some, quote, dirty secrets that shoppers might not know about.
Dirty. Don't tell me they're like doing it all over the food.
They
oh,
are.
No.
That's that's just common knowledge. That's not even a secret.
No.
That might be happening. They didn't reveal that though.
Okay.
So be aware
just
that that might
it's
still
happening.
Be happening. Yeah. And not just at grocery stores. Every workplace. But.
Not here.
Not here.
Hold on. Not here.
Not here. Anyways. They emphasize how dirty their store shelves are and the products in general. So they're like, when you get home, which I do want to ask if you guys do this, like when you get home, do you clean off any of your products that you get from the grocery store?
Only during the pandemic when people were wiping down the outside of their cereal boxes and stuff like that.
That was the only time.
God, that was stupid.
Yeah, I don't do it either. But now I'm feeling like maybe we should be doing that a lot more. Like this is the main thing that a lot of workers were suggesting. They're like, the store is disgusting. And again, these were different grocery store workers from all sorts of different stores, but they say clean everything when you get home. Like, you know, the people that sometimes the people that get paid to clean after closing, like they don't care. They're trying to go home as quickly as possible. A lot of stores tend to have rodents sometimes. So if the if the mice or rats are kind of going in and out through the food, like they might be leaving some, you know, little gifts here and there.
Yeah, but you got mice and rats in your own house. We all do. Everybody's house is probably grosser than the store shelves.
But those have adjusted to your cleaning behaviors.
Got it.
The grocery store rats, they're a little different. So
I don't want to think about them like running across my cereal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because yeah, like you're not eating the box.
But you're touching it, and then you're going to touch other things, mm-hmm. and that grosses me out.
I'm not going back to wiping down my groceries. I did that once, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever during the pandemic. Everyone was panicked. Everyone's like, you got to clean everything. People were putting on gloves to pump gas at the gas station. I don't want to touch the gas pump. Well, that thing is gross.
You probably should wear gloves
just normally. But, I mean, we're not going back to wiping down our groceries.
And think about, like, the amount of people that are, like, the amount of hands that are touching these products before they make it to your home.
Yeah, but then don't touch a shopping cart. Come on. Everything is gross. And everything that they ever swab, whether it be the handle on the shopping cart or your cell phone or whatever, is 12 times dirtier than
a toilet seat
in a men's stop, truck stop, you know, restroom, whatever. Like, stop.
That's a good point. I recently saw a video of someone swabbing, like, a stack of paper plates that were just opened. Bacteria everywhere.
Really?
Ew, don't tell me that.
On the top plate, they swabbed a plate in the middle, which was the cleanest, and then they swabbed one all the way at the bottom. Again, brand new open package. Bacteria everywhere.
That's disgusting. I never thought about that.
But why? Where's it coming from? Bacteria on everything.
You have to think about, a lot of, because I have heard of a lot of people say, like, wipe the tops of your cans, like, even soda cans, stuff like that, because the factories were they're being made, like, they might not be the cleanest either. You know, so it's like they're only getting dirtier and dirtier before they make it to your house.
And we've all, like, bought a can of something at your 7-Eleven or gas station or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a little dirty and dusty. Have you just kind of blow that off? And
right.
Then
and, like,
just crack it open and drink it.
I know. And people, if you probably swab the top of those, you'd probably find the same thing. I just don't know how many times I've contracted some horrible illness from drinking a soda can.
Maybe that's why I've never wiped down
one of them.
True.
Because of my dirty Celsius cans.
It could be.
And we've seen so many companies, like, find little mice in there sometimes, you know?
On the inside of the can?
Oh, yeah. We've seen so. Just the other day,
On social media, you see a lot more of that. Is it real? I don't know.
Some might be real, but those are some, just a little reminder, maybe you're going to want to wipe down some of your groceries. Another one that I thought was interesting, again, these are grocery store workers revealing some of the, like, secrets that you might not know about. They say you often can return almost everything as long as you're nice about it.
Like, I could never.
I just don't want to be the person that brings the apple back that I bit into. And I'm like, it's not very good. Like,
maybe not that, but.
Yeah, we've all gotten a bad batch of things. I'm not going back to return it. It's food.
Okay, what about if you
Trader Joe's, you can return anything.
I don't want to blow out their return policy.
Trader Joe's, like, you can bring that. Like, if you've had a thing of crackers in the box, you never opened it or whatever, and it's, like, way past the expiration date or something like that, you can bring it back.
Really?
Even if it's half eaten.
No way.
From, like, years ago, they'll take it back. I don't want to. I don't want to. People that work at Trader Joe's are like, oh my God, don't do this to us. But My cousin's husband is the captain of a Trader Joe's. That's like the highest rate, you know.
Whoa. Oh, thank you for your service, Captain.
Yeah, exactly. And he told me, he's like, people do it all the time. They bring back all kinds of stuff, like that just been sitting in their freezer for years or whatever. They'll bring it back.
I could never do that.
They take it back.
Dude, that's crazy. So then are you the type of person that when you buy something and then forget it, like if that's ever happened to you where you forget like an item at the checkout, do you go back?
Like I paid for it and didn't get it?
Yeah, you paid for it and you forgot it.
No.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, okay.
You haven't ever like unloaded, where's the avocado? Where is it? I bought one. It's right here on the receipt. I bought an avocado. Where is it? And it just, it rolled across the belt or something and didn't get bagged. You've never had that?
Okay, yeah.
Looking for that one thing.
I guess,
what?
I guess, yeah, that has happened. But if I'm all the way back home, no.
No, I'm not going back.
No.
Me either. I'll take the,
We'll have our guacamole with no avocados that night. It's just some diced
stuff. So much healthier that way.
It's just some diced up onion and some lemon, some salsa. Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to Taylor Swift's wedding dress details, people are saliving for Post Malone's latest appearance. Not like appearance, like on a show or like at a nightclub.
What he looks like?
Where he appeared.
Oh, okay.
He randomly popped up in Fairbanks, Alaska, which has a population of like 31,000 people.
Super small and remote area.
And so random. He just like, imagine living in this tiny town and Post Malone walks into your gas station to buy some snacks, liquor, and of course some Bud Light.
What? And are you like, what? Hey, bro, did you take a wrong turn there
what
somewhere?
What kind of life does this man
Washington
live? Why are
Canada?
You in Alaska?
Yeah.
Nobody knows why he's there, either a vacation of some sort. Some are theorizing it could have something to do with the new Raising Cane's location they're going to be opening up there this summer. Not really sure, but...
You guys don't have any interest in going to see the beauty and the wilderness of Alaska?
No.
I do. Oh,
not
yeah,
really.
You hate the outdoors. Jess, yeah, Alaska no. strike your interest at all?
Maybe, yeah, I guess to see it once in my lifetime, why not?
I hear it's beautiful. I'd love to go.
I think I'm a pass on that.
Wrestle some grizzly bears.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't do well with
the
cold.
Nature. Maybe see Sasquatch.
Offer him some, now I'm back in.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor Swift wedding dress details. So the wedding is allegedly July 3rd, New York City. And allegedly, we're finding out what the dress is going to look like. Jess, I asked you to put some pictures up on JB Morning Show. And you can find Taylor's inspo here. She's been taking a lot of inspiration. This is according to an official source, you guys. She's been taking inspo from Elizabeth Taylor. Specifically the wedding gown she wore in 1915. If you want to see that, again, it's on our Instagram story. Taylor loves the old-fashioned look, how it comes in at the waistline. She loves the lace details towards the bottom of the skirt. Even when it comes to jewelry, she might even wear one of Elizabeth Taylor's pieces. She'll, of course, have to arrange that and ask, you know, get permission from her estate if they're even down to do that. Jess, you're the show's fashionista. And you also have a wedding coming up. What do you think of this wedding dress?
Not for me.
It's yellow.
It's like an it's an ivory.
It's very lacy. Is it this one?
No, it's a no. Do we have the right pictures up? I might have to double check that. But it's an ivory off the shoulder, long sleeve wedding dress.
It's very old school looking.
Very old school.
But don't
looking.
You think that's sort of Taylor Swift's?
It is very Taylor
vibe.
Swift.
It's on track. It's on track for her. I'm not a huge fan of it being. I know my opinion doesn't matter here because it ain't my wedding.
I would once want something more modern, but again, this tracks with Taylor.
Yeah.
I do like when people will wear like their mother's wedding dress, but they like modernize it. I think that's such a cute idea because then it's like, oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
They take mom's old dress and then just cut it down so the bazoomers can show.
Basically, yeah. Tighten it up.
So that's what you mean by modernize it a little
bit. Snatched in the waist.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this one.
I think it totally. Yeah, I mean, for Taylor, it's perfect.
Grandma vibes. Grandma vibes. Yeah.
Grandma chic.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, I've got a couple of things to mark your calendars for. First. The first thing, tomorrow, April 17th, 11 p.m., that's when Caltrans is shutting down a big stretch of eastbound 80. I got to give everyone a big reminder.
That's right.
This stretch of 80 going through San Francisco right before the Bay Bridge. A 55-hour-long closure lasting until Monday morning is going to cause a traffic Armageddon, a traffic Mageddon, if you will. We talked some. I saw some other news site, some other local news site. They called it a car-tastrophe. Like, come on, bro. Car-tastrophe. The traffic Mageddon. Anyways, that will last until Monday morning, and it is going to be a mess. Use alternate routes or just avoid that entirely because it is going to be a terrible. Again, eastbound 80 in the city leading up to the Bay Bridge closed all weekend. Now, also mark your calendars for April 13th, 2029. I know that's a little ways out, but that's when a big asteroid is going to be coming very close to Earth. Very close to Earth. NASA says it is going to pass safely, but this asteroid, which is named 99942, it's actually 99942 Apophis. I don't know. It's named after an Egyptian god of chaos.
Oh, hell no.
Now, look, this asteroid is going to pass roughly 20,000 miles from Earth. That's 12 times closer than the moon's average distance from us. And they say this asteroid will be visible by the naked eye. You'll be able to stand. It's closer than most satellites that are orbiting Earth. This thing is going to pass by and you will be able to see it without using a telescope or binoculars or anything. You're going to be able to see this asteroid whiz by. I mean, will it look like a big rock flowing through the sky? No. Will it look like, you know, a little lit up glowing, you know, shooting star looking thing? Yes, it's going to look like that. But you will be able to see that passing through the sky April 13th, 2029. This is a very, very rare event because there are very few things of this size that pass this close to Earth.
Whoa.
Again, NASA says it's going to pass safely by.
I don't know.
That's what they would say.
And it's kind of scary because it is a Friday the 13th.
Oh.
It is?
April 13th of 2029.
Is it Friday the 13th?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not ready for this.
The astronomers say they're confident that this is not going to impact Earth for at least 100 years because each time it comes by Earth, it's going to get a little closer and
closer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll be long gone by then. Don't worry.
But
2029?
Man. All right.
But it will be very cool to see if you get out and see it go.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday.
Good morning, JV Show familia. This is me, Little Miss Martha. And I want to tell you a joke. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the frog cross the road?
Why?
Because he wanted to show his friend that he had the guts. Love you. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Oh, you too. Thank you for that.
Jess, explain the joke because you were laughing.
Yeah, because unfortunately, the froggy got squished and the guts came out.
Showed his guts.
Wow. So poor little froggy. Hey, coming up, 7:35, another 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Mm-hmm. That's inside our Yup Nope game. But right now, let's kick off a What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You, my friends, just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins the Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
I hate going places when I just got done. I feel like everyone can tell what I was just doing.
We can.
Yeah.
I know. That's how it feels.
Smell it, too. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. PG-13? Is that okay? Or PG?
PG.
PG. Family friendly.
Yeah.
Squeaky clean. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest. We want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten the answer correct. But only the person that gets the first correct answer in the morning gets the coveted JV Show Chug Mug.
So get those guesses in now.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I hate going places when I just got done. I feel like everyone can tell what I was just doing.
Oh, we can.
I know.
You're all flushed and
Yes. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, JB Show. This is Luis from Hercules. I think the bleeped out word is working out. Have a great day. Bye.
I think that's two words.
That is two words.
Also, Selena doesn't do
that. Also, I don't work out. So. But when I did, I mean, it's not like it's something you're trying to hide. I feel like it's obvious when you're in workout clothes and you're sweaty. People know what you were doing.
I know, but it is kind of, I always feel weird, like when I go to the grocery store or something right after the gym, and my shirt's all sweaty. Or when I pick my kids up from school after I've gone to the gym, and I'm the dad walking through all sweaty.
Ew. Like,
sorry.
Good morning. This is Abby from Concord. I think the word is cooking.
Yeah, I don't really worry about that so much. I feel like nobody can tell that I was cooking.
Well, we can smell it if you're cooking something very pungent.
True.
Yeah, I guess.
But less noticeable than other things.
Good morning, JV Show. This is MGR from Oakland. I think the bleep out word is cleaning.
Cleaning.
Selena doesn't do that either.
I actually do sometimes.
Is this name things that Selena doesn't do? Cooking, cleaning, and working out.
But you can't tell if somebody just got done cleaning, though, right?
If they smell like bleach, I don't know, but yeah.
But like, how, like, that doesn't really happen.
Right.
So, yeah. Continue to leave those guesses. Whatever you think today's bleeped out word is, leave it on Talkback now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. This is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip. I hate going places when I just got done. I feel like everyone can tell what I was just doing. It's probably in my head, but I feel like, am I making this obvious? Like, can people tell?
People can tell.
My hair's all messed up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to
disheveled.
Your guesses.
This is Santiago and Doralina from Santa Rosa. And we think the word is gardening. Gardening.
You a big gardener, Selena?
Do I look like someone who's a big gardener? Yeah, no.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Good morning. This is Kayla and Terry from Redwood City. Our guess for the bleep dot word is
waxing when you're waxing that mustache.
Have a great day.
Oh, remix.
remix.
Shots fired there when you're waxing that. No, she hasn't been. You've been letting it grow in lately, right?
Yeah. I've grown this thing out. No, I feel like anybody who waxes anything on their face, it's like you know it's going to be red for a little bit.
That was a very popular guest this morning.
Really?
Not necessarily about your mustache, but just waxing, waxing in general. Have you ever, is that too personal of a question to ask if you've ever had the stash waxed before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Like, Jess, you get your stash waxed?
No, I pluck.
Got it. What about your goatee? You ever wax that?
I didn't know I had one, but I guess I should take a look at that.
I just was wondering if you've been letting it grow in lately.
Yeah, it's the look I'm going for.
Got it.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Alexandra from Redwood City, and I think the bleeped out word is crying. Have a great day.
That's a great guess.
That is an excellent guess. A few people guessed that this morning, crying. Yeah, people can always tell, right?
Yeah. And I always do it to myself when I'm watching, like, really sad reels on Instagram.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then I have to get out to get my kids from school.
Everyone's like, what? Something bad happened? No, it's just doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Came across a sad
Mom's
reel.
Mom's watching videos again.
Yeah.
I guess the bleeped out word is nothing. And this is Ellie from Fairfield. Bye.
And that's correct.
Yes, here's today's clip, unbleeped. I hate going places when I just got done napping. I feel like everyone can tell what I was just doing.
They can.
I know.
You have those lines on your face from the pillow.
And I'm like flushed and like red. And my hair is messed up. But I'm like, and I'm running late to pick up my kids.
A little groggy.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what day it is.
Uh-huh. What if it's morning or afternoon? We can tell you're searching to try to figure out if it's a.m.
I'm just
or
trying to
p.m.
figure out life.
You've been napping for so long. Yeah. Great guess. All right. Let's give some shout outs. First, that was Ellie in Fairfield. What's up, Ellie? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. She was on it quick this morning. Nice job. She's going to get a brand new JV Show chug mug to enjoy. All right, lots of other people came with correct answer this morning, so we are going to shout them all out. Ava in Antioch, had it so to Melissa in Redwood City. Yvette in Pittsburgh, had it so to Monique in Sacramento. What's up, Monique? What's up? Hope you have a great Thursday. Joe in Livermore, got it. So did Emma in Napa. We see you, Napa. All right, Christine in San Bruno, had it so did Michelle. So did Michelle in San Jose. Ashley in Berkeley. Sophia and Nena, also in Napa. Proud of Napa
this morning.
Nice job, Napa. D in San Jose had the correct answer. So did David in Dublin. Our buddy Lori in Morgan Hill had it. So did Diane in Fremont. And any last second guesses that just squeaked in here, but like way too late, but also deserve a shout out this morning?
Ooh, nope.
Okay, that's it.
That was it.
A couple other popular guesses to go through really quick. A lot of people guessed tanning. Selena, do you go tanning?
No.
A lot of people guessed eating. I can see that one a little bit. Fighting or arguing. I thought that was a great guess because people can tell sometimes you've been in a big fight.
If you have some scratches, maybe.
Well, I mean, like physical or like an argument?
Either one.
yeah, no. I feel like I can hide it pretty well.
Okay. And then the guess that I thought would be the far and away most popular guess that only a few people guessed, because it's you, drinking. I thought that would be a more popular guess, right? That's a great guess.
Yeah, God, that's a really good one. I hate going places after, like a lunch or whatever, and you have a couple cocktails,
you're feeling
it a little bit, but then you kind of go into, like, a store, or you got to pick up your kids.
And you're like, does my face look goofy?
You hop out real quick, yeah.
Am I making a weird face?
Can people tell? Right now, everyone weird?
Everyone could tell I'm drunk. They all know. They all know I'm drunk. I hide it pretty well. I come to work, I don't know, most days here drunk. So.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. And you guys just don't know.
Yeah, I never noticed. Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Good morning, Vincent.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Dropping the kids off of school before I head into work. I have Carlin, Raiden, and Carolyn with me.
Nice. Hi, family. Well, let's see if Dad can win y'all some Disneyland Resort tickets. This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, you are winning how many tickets, Jess?
4. Two-day. One park per day Disneyland Resort ticket.
That's great, because I heard Dad and then 3 kids in the car. That totals 4.
Yep. Here we go.
Perfect.
Question number 1. Donald Duck has 3 nephews. What are their names?
Donald Duck. I don't know. Let me think. I have to guess. Donald Duck.
He's got 3 very famous nephews.
Yeah.
Well, Raiden said Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Nope.
That's a great guess, but
that'd be
no,
some weird interspecies
I don't
breeding.
Think they're related. Yeah. No, Donald Duck's nephews are Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh.
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yeah.
By the way, thank you for not cheating. If you don't have a question, you just don't know it.
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Those 3 always getting into trouble, those three ducks. All right, question number 2. This is an easy one, I think. What team won this past season's Super Bowl?
Seattle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm.
Boo. Question number 3. The Disney movie Cool Runnings was a story about a bobsled team from what country that was trying to make it to the Olympics? Where were they from?
Didn't see it, but bobsledding, I'm going to say, anybody know? Nobody knows. Okay, I'm going to say Norway.
Nope.
They were from Jamaica.
Oh. Jamaica.
Jamaica. Wow.
Based loosely on a true story about the Jamaican national bobsled team. This is a great movie if you ever want to revisit it. All right, question number 4. Let's finish strong here. What weighs more, a pound or a kilogram?
That's a kilogram.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, 1 kilogram is about 2.2 pounds.
But you missed two.
They got the second one right, and then the third one they got wrong, and the fourth one right.
But it's Disney. We can't not Son give of them a Huey, Disneyland Dewey, and Louie. Tickets.
Dang it!
I kind of got it right if you think about it. You know.
Yeah, Norway, Jamaica. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, they're practically neighbors.
I know. Yeah. And Mickey, Minnie, like they are in the Donald Duck world,
part of the Disney sphere.
They're friends,
characters.
Kind of family.
So, and that's the next one.
Yeah.
Half point for each. That's 1. That's 3 points total.
Mm. And he only needed 3 points to
that's
win
what
the
I'm
game.
Saying.
So I guess he won the game. Woo!
Vincent, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Let me put you on hold.
And maybe you can convince Jess, but yeah, just hang on.
You better sweet talk Jess, because there are a lot of salty people that are like, I got 4 out of 4 on that game, and I was caller 15 and not 20, and I got them all right.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We do have a lot of birthday shouts.
I'm hoping you guys can wish my now 8-year-old son, James, a very happy birthday. his mom loves him so much.
Aww.
Yes, we can. Happy birthday, James. Woo! Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
I got a bunch of DMs here. First one, hi, Graham. We'd love to say a very happy 10th birthday to our twins, Vivian and Alana from Fremont. Double digits. This is a big one. Love mom, dad, and big sister, Ollie. Yes, happy birthday to the twins.
Who gives a fart?
You guys get a double.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Girlfriend in your DMs. Welcome in. Can you please wish the love of my life a happy birthday? His name is Angelo Louis. He is my favorite person in the entire world. I truly appreciate how he always tries to make me happy. We'll have so much fun in Coachella, babe. And that is from Ashlyn. Yes, you guys will have fun in Coachella. Nice, and happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. It's a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sliding into your DMs to wish my husband Thomas a happy birthday. It may be the last year you're 30s, but you don't look a day over 29. I can't wait to celebrate in Cabo. Nice. You're the best husband and the best daddy. Aiden, Connor, Luna, Kitten, Molly, Lola, and I love you so much. You think those are all kids or some pets?
Pets. Yeah, things okay. A combo.
Either way.
Who gives a fart?
I'm jealous of the Cabo and Same. Coachella trips of those past two. Next one here. Hi, Graham. Today's my daughter Linda's 10th birthday. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. If possible, can you please give her a birthday shout out from her mom, also named Linda? So she's like a Linda Jr.?
Love it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Sister Bella and little brother Joaquin. Thank you. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, little Linda.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, not Linda Jr.
I like it.
Little Linda. Another one here. Hello, Graham. Can you please do a birthday shout out to my son, Emiliano? He turns 7 today. We listen to you guys every morning from Napa. Nice. That's from Mom Erica. Yes. Happy birthday to Emiliano.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a great day. And one final one here. Hey, Graham. Just another mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Slide into the DMs for a birthday shout out. Happiest of birthdays, Anna Maria. I cannot believe the amazing soul you are and how much love you have in this crazy world. Your aloha shines through and through. Enjoy your double digit birthday. Stay out of trouble. Ha ha. Lava you always from your crazy ohana. Yes. Happy birthday to Anna Maria. Yes. I hope you have a great day. Keep this in mind as you go about your day, though.
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I want to scream so badly, but I'm going to not, just for this. I'm very proud of everybody that gets through for these Disney tickets and when they win. But when they don't know the Disney questions based off of either Disneyland or movies, that's what makes me frustrated. How are you a Disney fan if you don't know those movies?
I can see a lot of people feeling that way.
But also it's tough because there's so many.
I know.
I know. There's a lot of Disney trivia out there, but people that are paying attention and want to call in and win, and do so tomorrow at 7:35. I have been including some Disney trivia in every single round of questions this week and last week. So just, you know, brush up on your Disney knowledge just to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Hailey Bieber hijacked Justin's Coachella after party. So after his performance week in one of Coachella this past Saturday night, he held an exclusive after party off grounds. A lot of celebrities there. Obviously, the Kar Jenners were there partying. This is where Jacob Elordi and Kendall Jenner were hanging out together, like making out. Right. But there was a ton of people who were on the guest list. Like, they were invited. And I'm talking about promoters and influencers who weren't allowed in. And the rumor is that Hailey was turning down women from getting into this party just, like, left and right. Like, if a promoter had a guest list with, like, 20 girls on it, that whole guest list was basically just ripped up. And none of them were allowed in. What do you guys think about this theory?
I think I
this
believe
rumor.
It.
This
yeah.
Rumor. I do too.
It seems believable.
It seems on track.
Uh-huh.
And maybe not only because of, you know, the jealousy within their marriage, which, I mean, there probably is a little bit. But also, if it's something this exclusive and there's that many celebrities in there, you don't want these influencers that have massive followings coming in and they're taking private video of you and Justin, and then that's posted online. You know, I wouldn't want these, I guess, randos in there either if I'm... Yeah. Hailey getting that close to our relationship, and who knows what they're going to post about us.
And a group of 20? That's insane.
Yeah. there was a lot of guest lists like that, little mini guest lists that promoters who were invited and encouraged to do that weren't allowed in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's your big name. This is your your right. event. You can control these things.
I have one more thing regarding Justin. This is more about his Coachella set. Because as you know, he was up there on stage browsing YouTube and singing along to videos. And he let commenters vote on his set in real time. Like, what song should we do next? So there's a live music production expert that, to clarify, he did not work at Coachella. But he's saying that this actually wasn't in real time. He said a production of this level is not going to take any risk. We're talking unscripted internet access where one spicy ad could pop up or someone leaves a crazy comment and that could just derail everything. So it was designed to look spontaneous, but it was really recorded beforehand. It was like a pre-programmed, rehearsed sequence.
That makes sense.
He says Coachella costs around $25 million to put on. That's just one weekend. Nothing on that stage is unscripted. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think that tracks. I think that makes sense.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards this. Especially because we talked about somebody who lived in the neighborhood, like recording a video off in the distance. You obviously couldn't see Justin rehearse, but you could hear it. And even then, you can hear him singing to a backing track. The YouTube videos, and how was it the exact same songs? Like, you knew what you were going to perform.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go up there with a laptop and then have something, like, you can't find the song you're looking for. Or you have to go through that and see, like, what comes up when I search this? Or how far do I have to scroll to find this? Or how, you know what I mean? If you were doing that in real time, I think about any business presentation or whatever, like, you would be sweating profusely if you were like, oh, my God, okay. Oh, no, my computer won't let me. Oh, no, I got to sign back in. You know what I mean? You've checked all the stuff.
Yep.
You've made sure. Could some of it, and were elements of it probably very spontaneous? And, like, he came across, oh, I want to do this one first, or the order changed. Sure. But, like, he went through and made sure that everything, you know,
definitely
functioned.
And no Wi-Fi issues at Coachella. Bro. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Phil's Coffee doubling down on the removal of pride flags from their locations despite all of the backlash. We talked about this last week when the company announced they were removing all flags, including pride flags, from all their locations across California and Chicago. They said they want their shops to be places where everyone feels safe. You know, those pride rainbow flags can be pretty scary and intimidating. The idea of being accepting and supporting all people is just absolutely terrifying. Well, the CEO obviously saw all the backlash because it got a lot of national attention, and there were even petitions online for people to sign that wanted to reverse the new policy. The CEO, this was an internal company memo that went out that was, quote, confidential, but this has gotten leaked. They're doubling down on the policy. They did not apologize for it, but sounded a little bit remorseful about how the policy came across. They are going to move forward with taking down the flags across all their stores, but they're saying the company's got plans for a new unifying piece of artwork that's going to be put into every store. They said they're going to work on that artwork with different Phil's Coffee employees and members of the LGBTQIA plus community. And everybody's going to work on this. So it'll be like a unifying piece of artwork that's up there. So they don't want to alienate anybody that's offended by hearing that the pride flags and other things are going to move. They're going to replace all that with a unifying piece of artwork.
But what harm would it do to still have a flag up, too?
Yeah, can't we have the unifying new artwork theme, but also, like, have some other stuff that's been hanging there? And also, because
this is really disappointing.
Phil's Coffee was born here in San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't really, again, that was a confidential memo, but that was leaked out. Didn't seem to obviously acknowledge the backlash, but not walking it back. Wow. We're still going forward with that. But I am very curious to see what this
artwork.
Piece of artwork is and see if it, I don't know, smooths things over for people. I think a lot of people have made their judgment about their support for that brand.
Right. All right. Thank you, Graham. Coming up next on the JV show, Graham did something really disgusting.
What? I mean, let the listeners decide if this is gross or
really?
Not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Graham, you know it's gross.
Yeah,
he told us off air something he did at
bad,
home.
You guys.
He's going to share it with everyone next. Good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Did you guys see the foldable iPhone that's supposed to come out later this year, I think?
No. Yeah. Way to be original.
God. I know. There's already a foldy phone.
Multiple companies
out there. Yeah. Them. If you want to see what it's supposed to look like, JV Morning Show. It's on an Instagram story. I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like it.
It's too big. It's too much. I do not want. And it looks like a little book. Like when it's closed, it looks like two phones stacked. But then you open it up and then it's a, it looks like a little mini tablet almost.
Yeah, that's what they all look like. What?
I don't like it.
Apple just once again copied everything that's already been done.
Supposedly they've solved the crease problem though. So when you like open it up, there's no crease on the screen.
I feel like this one's going to come with a lot of other issues, though. Like, we're going to find all the malfunctions as soon as it drops.
Overheat, start a bunch of fires.
I don't like it. Yeah. All right, but if you want to check that out, it's on our Instagram story. All right, Graham, so you did this really disgusting thing.
First of all, I'm going to title this new segment, Is This Grosser? Okay. And right now, the benchmark for grossness that's been set on this show came from our listener, Tracy D. in San Mateo. And she once left us a talk back saying that she was preparing herself a morning hot dog, which is already
starting off gross.
And then she dropped it on the ground. Her dog got it and tried to eat it really fast. And you know when dogs get something dropped and they like try to swallow it whole. And she reached into her dog's mouth and pulled out this hot dog from down its throat, pulled it out, rinsed it off, heated it up, and still ate it for breakfast. So that's the benchmark of grossness that we have established here on the JV show. Yes. So I want to know, is the scenario that happened last night, is this grosser? Okay, so my wife's been traveling for work, and I've been a single parent in it. I'm running around like crazy. Kids have practices this weekend, dance and baseball games and stuff. And so got home late, and I just want to go to bed. And right before I got... was going to go upstairs and go to bed. My dog, Hambone, she's a golden retriever. And every night she gets a little, it's not made out of rawhide, but it's a little twisty chew treat thing. That's her entire world is getting that treat, right? Okay. So I give her the treat. And then she inhales the thing. And then she drank a whole bunch of water. I think she's not like, okay, dad's home. I can finally drink a bunch of water. So she gulps down a bunch of water.
Okay.
And then I sent her upstairs. I was like, go on, go up to bed. It's bedtime. And I was turning the lights off and locking the doors. And when I get to the top of the stairs, there's a big wet spot on the carpet. And in amongst the wet spot, and Hambone's already climbed into bed. She sleeps in our bed. She's got a ramp. She's already climbed into bed, snuggled down for the night. But on there on the ground is this big wet spot.
Did you step in it or did you see
it? No, I just saw it because there were a few pieces chewed up. I mean, very lightly chewed up, but broken into sections of this treat laying in this wet spot on the carpet. And I was like, this is weird. What is this? But also, like, she loves this treat. So I just bare hand picked up the remnants of the treat.
That throw up?
Yeah, but it wasn't like...
That's disgusting.
And then I gave it to her because I was
and
like,
and you fed it back to her? So your dog puked up some of this treat.
Uh-huh. In a bunch of water that she had just drank. It wasn't like a normal... You know when a dog's like, you know, like all sorts of stuff. This wasn't this. It was just a bunch of water.
So you pick up what your dog threw up.
Right, the remnants of the treat. Because I know she loves this treat.
And then you feed your dog's throw
treat.
Up back to your dog.
That's disgusting.
What is wrong with you?
Why would you just barehand it?
But
why
would
you give it back to her?
Yeah. I gonna go find some gloves? All I wanted to do was get in bed. It was late. I was exhausted. I just scooped it up. And you've never seen a happier dog. It was like as if she was getting another treat for the night. She lives for that treat.
You should have just called her over and been like, "Look, there's treats," and she would have just ate it off the rug there.
Yeah. Oh, you want to feed your own dog's vomit back to them?
If I was gonna do that, like if I were you, I'm not touching it. But if you wanted it cleaned up and you wanted her to eat it again, at least do that so you're not having to grab it.
She's old. I didn't want to have to get all the way out of bed. The whole, even with the ramp, it's still a big process.
It's like you wanted to touch it.
She's an old dog. No, I didn't. I just
you could have grabbed some tissue, paper towels, or whatever.
Yeah, and cleaned up the whole thing. I'm assuming you gave her the treat and you left whatever else was there. It's just there. It's still there as we speak.
I gave it a good long sniff. It didn't smell like anything.
Ew.
You're disgusting.
So I just blotted it.
And did you leave the water throw up there?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I just blotted that. You know, I just pushed a towel onto it real quick.
That's disgusting.
It was just water. She just drank a whole bunch of water.
But it was like in her and she puked it
out. Okay, so let's back to the original. The title of our new segment, Is This Grosser? Is it? Then Tracy D's. Fishing a hot dog out of her dog's throat and eating it.
No, I think the hot dog story is grosser.
Thank you. So the benchmark for grossness on this show is still Tracy D and Sam Mateo.
But if you would have ate the dog's throw up treat, then you would have won the title.
I agree, but I didn't do that. I just fed it back to my. I just fed it back to my dog.
That's so gross.
And then I washed my hands after that.
That's the part I don't believe.
I did.
You washing your hands?
I washed my hands because I had to go brush my own teeth and floss after that. And yeah. I wasn't about to put dog throw up hand in my mouth. That's something Tracy D from San Mateo.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's still the winner.
She's still the queen.
This segment is engrosser. All right. Coming up next in the JV Show, it's our meeting in the ladies' room.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Graham, are you sure that was throw up? Because I know when my dogs have a treat, they just saliva the heck out of the bed or the sofa or wherever they eat it. So it looks like it's a bunch of, wet stuff from maybe throw up, but it's just their saliva. So it's gross, but it's not that gross. We can wash our hands. We that's what soap and water is made for. That was a good dog dad thing to do.
There you go. Good dog dad thing to do. Unfortunately, I can confirm that it was throw because she ate the treat downstairs and then the incident happened at the top of the stairs. Maybe she was a little out of breath from climbing the stairs.
Ooh, that's so disgusting.
And then I fed it back to her.
Oh my
God. You've never seen a dog happier.
You're gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Stephanie from Oakland. I'm with
Tally and Hazel and Ivory.
You guys picked our talk back yesterday and we missed it. We weren't listening. Oh, I can't believe it. Anyway, we're hoping to win again today. Our fingers and toes are crossed. Please, we're hoping to win Disney. We never win. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
How do you cross your toes? I'm trying to do it now.
I can cross my big toe with my toe.
That's the only one, but I want to cross my little ones, too. I can't.
That's
okay,
a
so if you missed it yesterday and you're somebody that has loyally been leaving Disneyland talkback entries, you missed it yesterday, we play the winning talkback at 9:25. Yep. And yesterday, that winning talkback came from Stephanie in Oakland there with her three daughters. And you get 10 minutes to give us a call to claim your prize. And tick-tock, the 10 minutes went by, and she did not give us a call. She said they weren't listening, which is a huge element of trying to win this four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Let that be a lesson to you all.
That is a lesson, everyone. My heart breaks for Stephanie, but she did leave a talkback with the girls today. They are still, even though we played it right there, they are in the running. That talkback could get played. We select a talkback at random that will be played at 9:25 this morning, so you have from now until then to leave your talkback entry.
Make sure you're listening.
I lost some sleep last night over that one.
I felt so bad. Yeah, if you don't hear your talk back because you're not listening or you're busy, you don't give us a call back, we do give them to somebody else.
Yeah.
So 9:25, make sure you're back here. And there still is time to leave those talkbacks, of course, if you want to try to win this four-pack of tickets.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Can we actually talk about the ladies' room? I saw this survey that is calling...
Like the actual ladies' room.
The actual ladies' room.
Place where the ladies go.
Okay. I saw this survey that is calling ladies' restrooms a major hub of social connection, saying it hosts an estimated 2.4 billion interactions between strangers every single year. Yep. And Jess, you go out a whole lot more than I do. I tend to stay home. I got a gaggle of kids, so I'm not out on the weekends and bars and sporting events and things like that. Not too often, at least. So you can weigh in on this. It says here that ladies revealed 62% of them, at least, have an average of 4 positive connections per month with a stranger in a public restroom.
Yes.
4?
Yeah. It's so common that you go into the restroom and someone's like, oh my God, cute outfit.
Oh my God, hey bestie, nice
I love
poop.
Your hair.
Does like, that happen? Ew. Wait. Oh, I just heard what you said. Does that happen to guys?
No.
You don't talk to anybody in there?
No.
Really?
No one at
Ever?
All.
I mean, here you might talk to a coworker only if you're both washing your hands at the same time. You don't talk to another guy while in the midst of any,
But even out, you're at a bar, you don't like talk, you don't make small talk with anyone in the bathroom.
I'm not saying it has never happened, but generally, no. We want to get in and get out of there as quick as possible and go back to the whatever we're doing.
Okay. 25% of ladies say that these moments, like talking it up with strangers in the restroom, make their nights.
Oh, yeah.
The most commonly exchanged interactions include compliments, exchanging of monthly feminine products.
Oh, okay. Didn't know where you're going with that one.
Girlhood.
And also offering emotional support. I feel like I've been there for that. You go into the bathroom and it's a club night out. You go into the restroom and there's always somebody crying.
Yeah.
And you go in there and you're like, what's wrong? What happened? Oh my God. He doesn't deserve you.
Like, girl, you're so much pretty.
Better than
yes.
Him.
Yes. Look at your outfit.
He's a loser. And then a half hour later you go out there and she's making out with that guy. And you're like, I told you he's an idiot.
Or is it a different guy thanks to your pep talk?
Could be. Now look, I think this makes sense because like I said, guys go into the bathroom for a one or two and we get out. But ladies, you use the bathroom for a whole host of other things. You're reapplying your makeup or fixing your dress or whatever. Like, there's all sorts of other stuff going in there. Guys, it is utilitarian. We're going in there to use the thing, the bathroom for something, and get out. But you ladies use it as your own dressing room, your changing room, your whatever. And so that's why I understand that it's a way higher probability of some conversations and things sparking off.
And I love it. I feel like it's such a... mind you... It can also go the opposite way where sometimes there are fights in the restrooms. But
really?
But most of the time, I feel like it's such a fun, just
positive experience.
Positive experience,
Hopefully you wash your hands first.
Yeah.
21% say that they formed lasting friendships meeting someone in a public restroom.
I was at the airport one time and my mom goes into I got to go to the bathroom before we catch the cab or whatever. And she comes out with a new lifelong best friend. I mean, she knew her entire life story, the thing. Oh, well, she just flew in from here. And, she's here to meet her brother and sister-in-law. And they're going to do that. And she's got four grandkids. And I'm like, what? How long have you been in there? I'm like, what are you doing there? I just don't get it. I'm like, us guys, we don't do that.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I feel like I've definitely exchanged Instagrams with ladies that you just happen to meet. And so I have a bunch of random people that I follow. But I met her at this club and I wasn't, in Mexico or whatever.
No wonder the bathroom line is so long for you ladies. Right. You're in there just chatting. The poor ladies that are back there that are lactose intolerant, I just need to get to the front of the line. Can I just get in there and go actually to the bathroom?
There's just something so fun about it and so wholesome.
More than 55% of women visit public restrooms with friends. I mean, you always go in pairs. That's a known fact. 15% spend more time in them than at home. That I don't understand. Go home.
More time in the restroom?
No, because they're saying on there, does that mean your average trip to the bathroom at home is quick because you're not hanging out in there? But then...
I guess that makes sense.
The public restroom, you're spending more time.
They should word that better. To me, it sounds like they spend more time in a public restroom than they do at home. And I'm like, that's concerning.
Oh, then their own house.
That they should word it differently. Yeah, that's just not. About bathrooms.
There's nobody. If you're spending more time in a public bathroom than you do spend in totality at home, we got a problem.
That's kind of weird, right?
We got a problem.
All right, we're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room. Coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room where Jess just was.
No.
Graham, what do you have?
I want to talk about our boy, Ryan Seacrest, the pride of iHeartRadio. He is the poster child of iHeartRadio, our boy Ryan Seacrest. Anyways, he, on his show, recently revealed some of his red and green flags for dating, and I'd like to go through these one by one and get your opinion on them, ladies.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
He says that one red flag for him is that, and he said he likes to go for a lot of walks and runs and bike rides and hikes and stuff. And he said when you pass somebody, if the person he has seen doesn't greet another person as they pass by, that's a red flag. So if you're out for a walk and somebody passes you and you don't acknowledge them, wave to them, say good morning, nothing, he says that's a red flag. Selena, your thoughts?
I think it depends on the setting where we are. In a neighborhood, I think I would expect some sort of acknowledgement.
Talking to people out in the wild.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about my man.
Okay.
To know that he's friendly. But there's been times where we're out at like the marina in San Leandro, for example. And there's a little trail there. But there's so many people and you're not saying hi to every single person. You know what I mean? That I wouldn't consider it a red flag if he doesn't.
Okay.
So you want a hot neighborhood lady, running by your man and him being hey, girl.
No, but.
Nice form. I see you.
Yeah. I guess not.
Love the gains.
Yeah. So, okay, I agree with you. I mean, if it's a, some super busy pathway where people are passing constantly, yeah, you don't wave to everybody. But let's just say you're on a hiking trail and you pass somebody every, like, minute or two. Somebody comes across your path. Are you, Selena, saying hi? Because this is Ryan Seacrest talking about what he's looking for in a woman. You are a woman. Oh. Are you acknowledging people as they are passing by you on the path?
It's no. No and yes. Sometimes I do.
So that's a no.
This is a no, and it depends who.
I think for the most part, I do. But again, it depends. You have to look at the person that's coming at you, and you have to.
If they look friendly, if it's another mom, I do like a smile, like a nod or something, some sort of acknowledgement.
They'll kind of give you a clue on whether or not they want to even be talked to.
Yeah, but you still. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be words. I think you can just give a smile and a nod, like just acknowledge, like, hey. You know, without saying, hey.
Right. But then some people, it's like, I don't even want to make eye contact with them.
Well,
like,
I don't want
to seem like I'm inviting them in to, like, talk to me and have a conversation.
Well, so Ryan Seacrest doesn't want to date you, then.
Well, good. I don't want to date him either.
But you don't?
I don't.
I wouldn't say this is a red flag, though.
Well, he is saying that is one of his red flags. All right. To the next one, he says, a major red flag if you cannot have the same morning routine as him, which is you get up in the morning and you have a cup of coffee together. He says, if you can't share that moment together, major red flag. Selena?
Yeah, I know. I don't get up early on the weekends. And I don't even drink coffee on the weekends, really. Only when I come here.
You and your man don't on a Saturday morning. I'm not saying get up early, but, you know, the time that you do get up, don't sit and share a morning cup of coffee together?
Sometimes he'll have coffee. I just go straight to the Celsius.
In the mornings?
Sometimes. But this is like
that's
later.
That's a problem.
But this is later. I'm talking like almost like lunchtime at this point. I don't eat breakfast. So it's not like I'm getting up and I'm sitting at the table and my breakfast and my coffee. We don't do that.
Oh, wow. Ryan Seacrest doesn't want to date you. Jess,
I don't want to date him either.
Jess, when you're with your fiance, do you guys share a cup of Joe together in the morning?
No, we don't because I'm the one that wakes up early. So I drink my Joe by myself.
Really? Oh, this is so sick.
So Kate, I guess Ryan would want to date me.
On the weekends, that's the one thing I look forward to. Kate and I sit outside, you know, if the weather's nice, or sit on the couch together and we have a cup of coffee together. Oh, it's the best. Ryan Seacrest would want to date me.
Yeah, you guys would be cute together.
And I would like to date him.
Couple.
All right, now he says, a green flag if that person prefers their coffee black without adding any dairy into it. He says the dairy is a bit of a red flag.
What? No.
I think opposite. Red flag if you drink with nothing in it. That's like your preference.
So I go black coffee all week, but then on the weekends, that's when, add some stuff in that coffee.
Yes.
I will say that my stomach's been struggling a bit lately. I might be like cheaty.
Oh,
anyways,
no.
Another red flag for him. He says that if a woman can't get ready, somebody he's dating can't get ready in 27 minutes to go out for a date. 27 minutes is where I guess he caps his patience at.
Oh,
some oddly specific amount of time. Could you get ready in 27 minutes to go out for a night out or go out wherever?
No.
And I'm going to be mad if you put a 27-minute time limit on my getting ready. I can get ready pretty quick, but by pretty quick, I mean like 45 minutes, and I'm like rushing and sweating and not very
happy. I need at least a couple hours.
A couple of hours?
Yeah.
I would lose my mind. There's just no way.
27 minutes?
27 minutes seems fast. Jess, I could stretch it to 35, 45 minutes.
I think 45 is enough to where I'm rushing, but I'm still getting ready to where I'm going to be happy with how I look.
Okay. Well, neither of you can get ready in 27 minutes. Ryan Seacrest doesn't want to date you.
Good. I don't want to date him either.
So, again, he does want to date you, Graham. Can you get ready in, like, what, 5?
Yeah, I can get ready. Easy.
Oh, my God. You guys are like a match made in heaven.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to
Ryan Seacrest.
Hope I can catch him on the apps. Ryan Seacrest single right now, by the way.
Okay.
So, ladies, if you're listening and you have checked those boxes, you might want to slide into his DMs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. The manager who worked at that club where Katy Perry allegedly assaulted Ruby Rose is speaking out.
Okay.
Tell you what that person had to say.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Julio from Pinole. I need Graham to go away. Ladies, let's go in the ladies' room. All right, we're in there. Graham's not here?
Cool. Nope.
You guys need to step up your game in the chug wheel. Graham has destroyed you guys with all of the grossness stuff he's brought into the show, and you guys bring in nothing. You guys need to start coming up with stuff to get Graham back.
But we don't want to make each other chug that just disgusting stuff.
The tough part is we usually want to bring in the good stuff.
Hey, Graham, yes, let me open the door.
Can I come back in from later? What was that all about?
Nothing. Not at all.
Just a shout out.
Don't worry about it.
A birthday shout out.
I heard some of it through the door, and I would welcome them to give a damn about the chug wheel and bring some stuff in.
We hate that game.
We're scared.
I've brought some gross stuff in, but look, I've also had to end up chugging some of that gross stuff. So it is, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. But yes, ladies, any ideas for anything tomorrow that you'd like to bring in?
Maybe a nice
orange mango
latte or something delicious.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, the listeners will love that.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So the manager of the nightclub where Katy Perry allegedly assaulted Ruby Rose is speaking out. And this is the guy who was the manager working that same night that the alleged assault took place. He talked to the Herald Sun. Again, this is in Melbourne, Australia. And he confirmed that, yes, Katy and Ruby were both there, and also that they were both super drunk. Not like pass out drunk, but just like any other person at the club. They were drinking heavily. They went inside together. At one point, Katy was in the mosh pit, like totally rocking
raging
out, dude. Yeah. And they also spent some time in a VIP area with friends. And that is where the, assault allegedly took place. They were eventually, at the end of the night, escorted out through the back entrance into a private car. The manager recalled not wanting anyone to see them super drunk like that, being that they were public figures. So he tried to protect them in that sense, but did not hear anything about an assault taking place, and also did not hear anything about somebody vomiting in the section, which is what Ruby Rose said happened after Katy rubbed her disgusting
Oh, and that had just come out of the mosh pit, and that thing was all...
Ew, that thing was
sweaty.
Have you ever been in a mosh pit before? It gets real sweaty in there. A lot of BO.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
God.
Dang. Yeah, but just because they didn't hear about it, and it's been a long time.
Doesn't mean it didn't
happen. It's been a long time since then, and like that's not necessarily something that would get... I understand the one key detail there, maybe the vomiting, that's one thing that would get maybe reported to the, But like the incident... Sounds like Ruby Rose didn't tell anybody about it.
Right. She tried to play it off. I mean, something like that, I assume you feel humiliated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not something you go talking about.
You don't go find the club manager. Can you smell the side of my face? You know what that is?
That's literally
why. Katy Perry did that.
Ew.
No.
Especially why do you think this flock of seagulls is following me?
Also, I vomited in the VIP area. But that's because smell the side of my face. Yeah, Katy Perry did that to me.
Fisherman's Wharf out here.
I know. Pier 39.
All right, Khloe Kardashian is slamming Netflix's latest Lamar Odom documentary. Did you guys ever watch Untold's The Death and Life of Lamar Odom?
I did.
No.
I know you never have time. Is it even on your list, Graham? You have a long list of things to watch.
No, that is one of those things that I just...
Who gives a fart?
Okay.
So it was about Lamar's near-fatal overdose at the Love Ranch. This is obviously years and years ago. He did not die, but in the documentary, he claims, I was dead for 3 days. He was in a coma.
Right.
That's what he is referring to. But, Khloe, she has her podcast, Khloe in Wonderland, and she slams the entire thing.
Behind the scenes, you, your friends, you guys are all saying how you were with me just for fame. That's like some I feel so dumb. I spent hours...
Let me just pause it right there. When I watched it, I came back the next day and I was like, oh my God, Lamar is claiming, he had his friend on there claiming like he met Khloe one night at a party and loves that lifestyle. And he's like, I want to live that lifestyle. And that's why he wanted to marry her. And Khloe's pushing back on that claim. Not only that, she spent so long working on this documentary and listen to this.
In time doing this documentary as a favor. I'm not paid one penny. Now Lamar is doing press. Annoyed with me.
I can't stand it.
Claiming or insinuating that I'm a liar.
Khloe did not get paid for appearing in this documentary. We're talking a Kardashian. She could be making Kardashian money for her face on anything. She did it as a favor because they asked her to do it and she pushed back, like didn't want to relive any of that trauma. Eventually said, okay, I'll do it. For Lamar, for you guys, whatever. She does it as a favor, only for Lamar to start doing interviews afterwards. claiming she's lying about certain things. Because in the documentary, she claims that when she found out Lamar, and they were already separated at the time, and she hears that Lamar's in the hospital, she goes there, and she says that his dad was already there and wanted to pull the plug. And so she stepped in and was like, nope, Lamar's dad, what do you want? You want some money? Here's some money. Get out of here. I'm his wife. I will handle this.
I'll pull the plug.
And that she stepped in and didn't let them pull the plug.
Oh.
And so she took credit for that. And Lamar did an interview and he was like, yeah, I don't believe her. I don't believe my dad would do that. She's lying.
But you weren't conscious then. Yeah. You know, you weren't there with what everything Chloe was doing.
That's right.
Frustrating. That's very frustrating.
I'd be so annoyed too.
I would have pulled the plug. It was a hell of a run.
I think Chloe has.
I'm kidding.
Chloe has been, in my opinion, maybe way too generous and has done so much for this man, for him to just come right back out and be like. I mean, there are literal clips of Chloe in the hospital room with him trying to help him. And for him to see that and still be like, no, you're lying.
And she's been so incredibly gracious about the entire, as long as she's known him, there are so many things she could have said and exposed, but didn't. Even after the divorce, she didn't, you know, and this is another example of her even handling this with grace.
Imagine just one of your exes just making a documentary about you, like, you know, and you're a central figure in it. That would be stressful. Just about anything.
I know.
Regardless of the topic, just the stuff they're going to say about the stuff they're going to say about you and reveal about you. Like us normal people don't have to worry about that.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I have some bad news, unfortunately, for the hippos of Colombia. If you're not familiar, back in his heyday, the 1980s, notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar, he brought in all sorts of exotic animals to his private estate, and some of them were hippos. Well, he died in 1993, and the hippo population has pretty much just run wild. Nobody was really overseeing these hippos, and the population has continued to grow. Also, they were just growing in size. I mean, they're hungry hippos, obviously. Well, what started at just 4 hippos, a handful of hippos, authorities say that in a couple of years from now, there could be 500 of them. Again, not a native species to Colombia, so they are really bad for the environment there. They shouldn't be there. So their plan, start killing them. They plan to kill up to 80 of them over the next year or two to try to control the population. A lot of people are like, no, don't kill the hippos. We want them relocated. Bring them somewhere else. Well, the response to that is it's not easy to relocate a hippo. You know, they're very hungry hippos. They're very large creatures. Obviously, they can be very aggressive. But they say one of the biggest issues is that since this huge population of hippos all basically started with 4 individual hippos, the inbreeding. A lot of them have genetic problems because they don't have enough diversity in their mates, in their population. And so a lot of them have suffered, you know, genetic deterioration and have different ailments and things because of that. So they're not good candidates to be relocated, in other words. So take a moment and say your goodbyes to up to 80 of these hippos that are going to begin being put down.
That's so sad.
Any favorite memories with the hippos that you'd like to share?
The time that they were so hungry. That's just my favorite.
Yeah, that was good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Amir from Utah. I know, you haven't heard from me. But here's a chug wheel idea that I think Graham would like. Get a kid's Happy Meal, blend it up. Yeah. That should be put on the chug wheel. It's terrible. I've done it before. Almost threw up. Love you guys. Bye.
Wait, why?
How do you feel about that idea? A JV Show chug wheel. We play tomorrow, 8:20. If you want to tune in for some grossness. Any thoughts on that?
We're not
Happy Meal blended.
No.
Ooh, hand me a shotgun.
She said she was trying to get an idea to punish me.
But it's like the chance. Okay, I don't even
want to punish you that much.
Let's say we put something like the ladies, we all come together. We put something really disgusting on the chug wheel to punish Graham.
Uh-huh.
What are the chances?
Brew from your underoos.
What are the chances of it backfiring and one of us gets it?
We like, will more
pretty
like.
Pretty high,
about
right?
75%.
Exactly. That's exactly why every time like we have the option, like we're in need of a new chug wheel item, like we try to go the delicious route. Like,
And a lot of the time, Graham gets the delicious items. It backfires.
I do love it. I do love chugging a delicious thing.
The second we do something nasty, it would be one of us. So,
Yeah, we're definitely not doing a blended up Happy Meal. Like, what psychopath would do that?
Okay, maybe not the blended Happy Meal, but I have been thinking long and hard because, look, we've gone through, and people love hearing us chug gross stuff because our listeners are sickos. And we've gone through so many disgusting things that it has become hard to come up with new disgusting things. I think the next phase of the chug wheel will involve a blender.
I think we need a
JV show blender. And then now we've opened up a whole new realm of chuggable items because we can just blend them up like the Happy Meal.
That's disgusting.
Not that we're doing that one, but I'm just saying once we get a studio blender involved, we can make all sorts of concoctions.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass.
Nar.
So we can't get a blender?
Nar.
You can get a blender, but
what about Margarita Mondays? It'd be great for that day.
Fine. We can add that to the chug wheel. I'll allow it.
No. I'm just saying we'll use the blender to make margaritas, but on Fridays we'll use it to make Powerade and chicken. What's that one guy from Love is Blind? What did he used to drink?
It was Crystal Light.
Crystal Light and chicken. And we'll blend it up. That was his protein shake. So see, it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for the chug wheel.
No, there are still a lot of items in stores we can find.
Okay, then go get them for tomorrow, please.
I'll look for more. Can I bring yummy ones?
Nope.
Dang it.
How would you feel about, 420 is right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about a little, one of those little canned THC thingy things?
I'm fine with that. You know me.
Are you going to bring it in, Selena?
I'll bring in 100 milligram for you.
No, not a chance.
Why not?
Not a chance. I'd have to go to the hospital.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, are you still sticking by your prediction that Zara Larsson is going to be like the it girl of summer? Because
it's almost summer.
It's almost here.
I am because I don't know who else would be.
Wouldn't she have had to start being it? Like now?
She is it.
I mean, she's definitely
think she's enough it, though.
She's been trending upward, right?
I mean, playing
that song.
But who else do you think is it if it's not her?
I don't have the answer to that, but it's not her.
That's what I thought.
Not yet.
Sydney Sweeney? I don't know. Who's the it girl this summer? I don't know. You're talking about in music.
Yeah,
right?
In music.
Who's going to have the song of the summer? Who is that artist?
I just don't know other than Zara Larsson. So I'm sticking to my prediction.
She's not even in the top. And I love her and I love that song, but she's not even any of the first names that would pop into my head.
Well, give it time. There's still time, right? Before summer.
Okay.
A minute ago, we were talking about the Chug Wheel game, which is tomorrow, 8:20. And look, there's so many talkbacks that have flooded in with people giving suggestions because I was like, we need to add some new spice and some flair to the chug wheel. And people are like, you need to punish Graham. So you ladies should be bringing some stuff. Here are some of the ideas right now. And I mentioned bringing in a blender so we could blend some stuff up.
No.
Coffee and pickles. Someone would like to see that blended together on the chug wheel. Your thoughts?
Why?
No blending.
Okay. Oh,
coffee and pickle juice?
It says pickles. Another one said blended up can of sardines and you chug it.
No.
Okay, somebody says a salsa. We've done that, right?
Yeah, we've done that.
Somebody said the adult beverages Ensure. Not like adult, like they have alcohol in them, but like for old people.
Yeah.
Ensure.
The packs of fiber and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm okay with those.
That sounds too healthy. And somebody suggested, and they said, Jess, you know what this is? Trampolines?
Trampolines.
Yeah. What's
those are
that?
Crickets.
Okay, we could blend those up.
Maybe not blended.
That's not fair. Just like
how are you going to chug crickets if they're not blended up? Explain that to me. Seems like a physics issue.
I mean, you can work that out in your mouth.
That's disgusting. Okay. No, we're shooting that one down too.
Let's shoot it down.
Do you have access to those, Jess?
I do not, actually.
I thought those were all pretty good ideas.
Those are all gross.
But they shot them all down. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
All right, it's time to play the winning talkback for these tickets to the Disneyland Resort. If you left us a talkback at any point this morning, listen up because this could be yours.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Danielle from Fairfield. I just texted my fiance right now, don't forget to leave your talkback this morning. We really want to take our kids to Disneyland, so please pick us for these tickets. We really, really, really want to go. It would be great if we could take them. So please pick us. Please. Okay, thanks. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Danielle.
Okay, Danielle in Fairfield. Don't make this a repeat of yesterday where we played a talkback and then she didn't hear the winning talkback. Danielle in Fairfield, you now have, and the clock begins now, you now have 10 minutes to call in and claim those tickets. 888-333-9490.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we still have not heard from Danielle.
Oh, no.
Who is supposed to be getting these tickets to the Disneyland Resort, a four-pack.
Danielle from Fairfield. Yeah. Someone has to know Danielle, right?
We played her winning talk back. She only has a few minutes left to call us back to claim these tickets. Graham, how much more time is on the clock?
I've got 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Oh, the suspense is killing me here. Come on. Somebody knows Danielle in Fairfield. Text her. Tell her to call us.
So listen, we're going to play this Justin Bieber. If she does not reach out during this song, time is going to be up. And we're going to have to play another winning talkback.
Oh, man.
So that could possibly be the situation. We'll find out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Danielle from Fairfield?
Yes. Yes.
Do you understand how close you are cutting it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People are texting me, and I just looked at my phone like, shut up, and I saw what time it was. I was freaking out.
Well, you were supposed to be here at 9:25.
We gave you very specific instructions, Danielle. Come on.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you didn't miss out on these, though. Graham, do you want to
Are we sure this is the Danielle from Fairfield? Who is your fifth grade teacher?
Absolutely. I'm from Vallejo, but I just moved to Fairfield. But it's me. It's me. It's me.
Okay. Who is your fifth grade teacher?
It was Mrs. Stockard
Mrs. Stockard.
That does
check out.
We did verify with her, yeah.
Okay.
She is the Danielle. And you just won!
Yes!
Congratulations!
Oh,
you just got
God.
4 2-day, 1 park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets.
Oh, my God. My kids are going to be so happy.
Nice. Yeah, you guys are going to have an amazing time. You are very welcome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.